Hello and welcome back to another episode of Hey You Online. For those of you joining us for the first time, my name is Ryan.
And my name is Nick. Okay, Ryan, to kick us off with this episode, I was actually looking through to try and find some fun facts, and then I came across this one fact, fun fact in inverted commas. This list was actually pretty horrendous, but it was like, if you lift a kangaroo's tail off the ground, it can't hop. Now, okay, putting aside like the fact that like that wasn't fun, that wasn't fun at all. That was just like, oh, okay, right. I get it. Their tail is used to balance, right? So if you lift it off the ground, they wouldn't be able to do it. Okay, let me just stop you there. As someone from Australia, good fucking luck trying to lift a kangaroo's tail off the ground. You are going to get kicked seven ways to Sunday before you even manage that. I'm just telling
but even
you.
Even still, doesn't it basically just push down on it? So wouldn't it just push down on your hand instead? And then it would hop anyway? Unless you've lifted it like all the way up.
So if you're thinking of a tail,
jumping at the ground,
you're thinking of a tail, right? It's not like, oh, a little dog tail that like wags around or anything like that. I'm not sure if you've seen kangaroos, but they are like giant meaty ass tail. It's like, it's picture, what is it? Like a Kangaskhan from like Pokemon. It's going to, I don't know, it's going to like use tail whip on you. And if it doesn't, it's going to stand on its tail and double like
and
donkey
kick you in
the chest and you're going to go flying. So don't try it. It's not a fun fact. It's quite stupid, really, because, I mean, like, yeah, sure, it probably wouldn't be able to hop if you managed to do that, but good luck. Good luck. Alrighty, first question after that little rant. First question to kick us off for tonight, Ryan. What are some common things that you've never done?
Common things I've never done. So there's two, and one I'm pretty sure I've never done. It's mostly just because I've never really thought about it. But the first one, I've never gone to a paid concert before.
Neither have I. That was mine. That was mine.
I've seen live music, but I've never paid and gone to a concert for like a band I've wanted to see. Well, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I mean, like, hey, no, I mean, like that was the first thing that came to mind because like. I don't know, maybe it was just like the workplace that we used to work at. It felt like everyone was always going to concerts.
Yeah, everyone was going like all the time. And
they're all complaining about like how expensive it is. And then it's like, they're always like saying like, oh, how like terrible it is when you go. It's like, there's always massive lineups, drinks are expensive and everything like that. And it's like, you know, when it rains or you have to stay there. I'm like, you guys really aren't selling this to me. Yeah, you really aren't selling this to me. And then half the time you say that you can't even really hear the band properly. I'm like, why do people want to go to these things?
The second one I had from that was I don't think I've ever eaten a Big Mac before. Or I don't think I've ever ordered. I might have finished someone else's Big Mac, maybe. Yeah. Like I've maybe had a bite of one, but I don't think I've ever ordered a Big Mac ever.
I mean, maybe this is an unpopular opinion, but I don't think you're missing out on much. Like, I've like eaten Big Macs in the past, and
as a man who has eaten Big Macs,
I mean, like,
I speak from experience.
I was about to say who hasn't, but I suppose this question was a common thing, so I guess that still stands. You know what? I don't know. Maybe some people like really love it. Like, there's that one guy who's like, I only ever eat Big Macs. If someone paid me $5 to eat a Whopper,
they've got to be pretty good because, you know, it's sort of like their flagship burger, isn't it? I don't know. I don't really order many burgers. I do more so nowadays than I used to, but it's more like, I guess if we go to Hungry Jack's or maybe I'll get a burger with a meal from KFC. But even then I just prefer like straight chicken. I don't know.
For those playing at home, Hungry Jack's is like equivalent to Burger King. Yeah. In Australia.
Oh, yeah, they even look the same.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't know. I mean, like, the McDonald's burgers, like, even like Hungry Jack's and stuff like that, they're all kind of, they feel a bit lackluster. Like, if you want, like, an actual proper good burger, I think you need to go
but you're
to,
not,
like,
you're
a
not
small
buying
joint.
That. Yeah, you're definitely not buying it because of that. You're buying it for the sort of shitty fast food takeaway kind of burger thing.
Something
like
about
you're not expecting.
Like
you're not expecting like an awesome burger.
There's something about the sesame seed bun, double lettuce mayo. I don't know. Somebody's probably like, oh, how could you not get that right? Like the you know the little chant that they've got. Like when you become a part of the McDonald's cult, you have to do the Big Mac chant. It's like,
are you sure this is an apple?
A bit of both.
All right, Nick, what's a behavior you've seen someone do and then immediately think, oh, they're that kind of person?
Okay, straight off the bat, when people take photos of their food before eating it. 100%.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
It ticks me off to no end when you're like sitting down, everyone's food arrives, and then you know how everyone does like the polite waiting thing? And then it's like somebody's like, oh, hang on, before we start eating, I have to take photos of not just my food, but everyone else's food.
Everyone's
as well.
Meal. And I don't know. Like, I think it's so common. It used to bug me so much, but it's so common nowadays that I don't even notice it anymore. Yeah.
It's still like maybe I've gotten a little bit more accustomed to it, but it still ticks me off to no end. I'm like, Can I eat now? Can I, like, because it's like...
I think it's slightly different if it's something I've made, then I'm
If it's something I've
it.
Made, then I'm like, yeah. Like, I think I did this actually the other night to you guys. I sent you guys a photo because I made at home my own kind of like ramen broth bowl thing. And like, I put a lot of effort into it. Like, maybe I might post it on the Reddit type of thing if you want. But it was... Yeah, like a bowl there. I went to the full effort of like getting like the nice gooey egg on there as well. And I was proud of it. It looked good, I think. It did look very professional.
It looked professional.
I reckon put like chili flakes on that shit and like sesame seeds. It was like...
My one of these is when you're in a group of people and there's always that person that needs to top the story. someone always has to have... In every situation, like there's natural conversation and conversation that ends with, you know, people telling other stories and stuff like that. But when someone always has to be the last person to say a thing in that story,
it's like the old trope of like, oh, you caught a fish that big. I caught a bigger fish. It's like,
yeah. Oh, you went fishing here. Well, I went fishing here. It's much better.
It's like, oh, you went fishing off a jetty. I went fishing on a boat. What do you want? Oh, yeah, no, I do understand those types of people. I mean, but not understand them, I don't get what makes them tick. It's always like...
That's the exact opposite.
I find them tedious. It's just like, all right, what's coming next? I almost feel like maybe you might want to like just play around with them a little bit, like just see what kind of bullshit they can come up with, like... It's like,
I caught a fish in outer space. Yeah. I caught a fish in another dimension.
You know what? I threw my fishing line through a portal and then pulled back something. You don't even want to know what it was.
But whatever it was better than the next thing you're going to say. So we have a question this week sent in by Mr. Scott. So thank you for sending that one in. The question
thank
is...
Thank you.
Why is it when you jump inside of an elevator, you will land back on the floor, but if you were to stand on top of an elevator and jump while it's descending, it would shoot down and you would plummet potentially to your death? So this one confuses me a lot, because firstly, I was like, no, there's no way that...
Don't jump, dude. Firstly, don't do it.
don't jump at all. But firstly, what I was thinking is, when you jump inside of an elevator, right, you jump and there's nothing that sort of is doing anything. It's just gravity, and you were just falling faster than the elevator is descending, and therefore you're standing on the ground. If the elevator maybe free fell, I suppose if you jumped, you probably would hit the ceiling, I guess. But if you so by that logic, my thing was, if you were standing on top of it and you jumped, you would then maybe just land on the top of the elevator. And I'm hoping that maybe you know something I don't, because I was like, I don't understand how that would happen.
So this is kind of, there is science behind this. And hang on, let me put on my, push up my
science
goggles. So there is without me trying to pretend that I actually know things about stuff, I watched an episode.
Just say facts and don't prove them. It's
facts.
Fine.
Okay, excellent. Brilliant. You are fake news. all right. So this is, I kind of put this akin to like when you're in a car, like if you were like, I don't know, like a kid in the back of the car, or even if you're just like, you know, bored in a car and you're like throwing something up in the air whilst you're driving and you always just catch it in your hand. Like I always was like, as a kid, you know, you throw up like a tennis ball and you'd catch it back in your hand. And you're like, why is it? Then when I throw it up, it comes straight back down.
It doesn't
my
just
hand.
Hit me in the...
It doesn't hit me in the face. Like, what's going on with that? And I think it's got something to do with, like, I don't know, relative velocity or Newton's first 30-second law or something like that. I'm pretty sure it's like things that are in motion tend to stay in motion.
I don't even know why you attempted to put science into that.
I sounded smart for a second there. Leave me alone.
Like the knowledge was just going to come to you when you started talking about that.
So
Newton, ooh, I get science. Hold on.
All right, so let's talk about something that I do know. I watched an episode of Mythbusters once, and they did this thing where they fired a cannon off of a car, and they were driving the car one way, fired the cannon the other way, and basically because of the way the velocity was working, the cannonball basically just came out and just dropped on the spot type of thing. So
wait, what?
Yeah, look it up. Google it. I'm not going to explain
it
again.
Because okay, no, I get it. I think I get it.
So it's the same with the elevator.
I had an interesting one that confused me though. So yeah, the same with the elevator. I don't think you would plummet if you jumped on it.
It depends on how fast the elevator is moving, and it depends on what direction. Like if the elevator was moving up fast enough, like you'd have to, one, be in a very like tall building, two, very fast elevator. Please strap on your seatbelts and say goodbye to your butt, because that's going to be a fast elevator. You probably wouldn't be able to jump up because it's moving up so fast. Like you wouldn't be able to really leave the floor. But if it was moving down fast enough and you jumped, say hello to the ceiling because you're now on top of it.
So moving up really fast is basically the hyperbolic time chamber.
Yeah.
You can't lift your legs because of how fast you're climbing.
No matter how much you want to be a Super Saiyan, that's not the way you should do it.
There's someone just going really fast up elevators and trying to raise their power level.
Vegeta's just outside smacking his fist and going, I want to be a Super Saiyan. I want to.
Do you think though, so let's say if you had a fly in your car and your car was stationary and then your car started and you started reversing, would the fly hit the windscreen? Like if I just started to slam on my reverse, then it would hit the windscreen, right?
Okay, you're asking, okay, I'm an accountant, not a scientist.
Well, I was sort of curious about it because I'm like, well, I assumed that, you know, friction would have something to do with it. So maybe if I jumped on top of the elevator, because I'm not in like a contained space, I would have resistance, like air resistance, which would potentially make the elevator like lower faster than me.
There's so many things that are like way, way, way out of my league. What I'm going to say is...
Do you want to bring up Newton again and maybe you'll get it?
Maybe it might come to me. I think what should happen is before you even put the car into reverse, you should ask the fly to strap on his seatbelt because you should never start your car if everyone's not strapped in.
If someone knows, please just send us something to do with science.
They just send you something completely random and different.
Okay, all right, Nick. What screams I'm a loser?
Having your own podcast. I forgot to actually write something else down on this. I was like, oh, this is brilliant. I'll just say this is a one-liner and then I'll have something else to follow
up with.
Everyone
will laugh and we'll move on.
And I forgot to write the other things around it.
Well, you see Newton, right? No, I have two for this one. So yeah. I'll cover you for this.
Excellent.
The first one is loud cars. I live in a neighborhood which every person that can't afford to pay rent has a car that is extremely loud when it goes down the street. So that's most definitely one of them. And the second one is people being rude to people working in either retail or like fast food, like service industry or anything like that. That's terrible. There's so little effort you have to put in to not be rude to them.
At least
for your initial interaction.
I feel like I don't know, maybe I'm just avoiding too much conflict. Like I will just make it a point to try and not make a scene just because I feel so uncomfortable when other people that you're with make a scene at like a restaurant or something like that. And like some people that are like, oh no, I'll just, order this thing that's not on the menu and have a go at them and ask for the manager if it's not on the menu. And you're just like, no, please, no. Okay, stop. But like, I feel like if somebody came out and brought me a dish and, you know, like the steak was maybe like a little bit burnt or overcooked, I'd be like, yeah, no, that's fine. I'll just keep eating it. And I'll just, you know, it's not like it was too expensive or anything. I don't want to make a scene. But
I think have you ever done that before, ever? Complaining
if about something food? If something was like completely wrong. I remember one time we went out, I think we were going to some burger joint. It was you, me, and a bunch of other people around, and they brought me out a burger, right? And they just completely just forgot like the actual burger patty. Like it was just literally, it wasn't like I ordered a vegetarian burger. It was just like legitimately they put on like the two lettuce leaves and like the tomato. And then they called that a day, and it was like the most. You know how when you, like, if you were to order a vegetarian burger, they would put like a mushroom or like a veggie patty or something like. No, they just like it was just like the side salads, and they put that on it. And I didn't realize it. Like I didn't look at the burger and go, "Hang on, something's missing." I took a bite out of it, and I was like, "Something's weird with my burger. Like, what's going on?" And then I had
when is the rest of my burger arriving?
I had to go up to them and was like, guys, you forgot the burger patty. Like, what's going on? So that was the only time that I've actually done that. Which I feel like
I have.
That's not like making a deal or being rude or anything. I feel like that's just like a hey.
Yeah, no. That's like the most of what I purchased is not here. that's not a bad one. I think I have. A few times. I've also been passive aggressive a couple of times.
I'm more likely to be passive aggressive. I feel like I'm more likely to be like cool and level headed, but also very like, that's not good enough type of thing. But like, not like, you know, I feel like disappointment gets a lot further than anger and yelling.
Yeah. I think I got a discount or something on food once because I asked for it because I was like, it's terrible.
Yeah, this is, you should be ashamed of yourself.
I think I have one or two instances of being the loser in this case. But in 90% of situations, I think I'm pretty nice to staff.
Go on, tell us your loser story.
I think it was when we went to an Outback Steakhouse. Can't remember if this was the time, but I do remember this being a very passive aggressive experience. We ordered a full rack of ribs, and they changed ownership, and they used to do this like really awesome full rack of ribs. And they didn't have one type of ribs, but they kept saying like every type of ribs I was trying to get, just a full rack of whatever, they were out of. They were like, oh, we've run out of this. And then they were like, oh, but we can do a half rack of ribs for you. And I was like, what? Like, they're like, yeah, no, we can do half racks of ribs. I'm like, can you just put them together? And they're like, oh, no, we don't do that here. And I was like, what are you talking about? Like, one is a full rack and then you sell two half racks. You have no more full racks, but you've got a half rack left, or multiple half racks because you offered it to several people at the table. So I'm not really getting why you're unable to
sell this to me. What do you not understand? I want more meat. Give me the ribs.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, you know, I'm willing to pay the price for the full rack of ribs. So it's not like I'm trying to, like, screw you out of ribs here. I'm just trying to get a full meal.
Did you just go,
that
like...
That was an experience.
Can I have two half ribs, please?
Well, I was like, can I have two of that and then pay the full price of one full? And they were like, no. And what? I was just like, okay, this is ridiculous. Yeah.
Yeah. You are not allowed to order two of any meal. It just, no.
So I've never been back there, even though it was like honestly like one of my favorite places. But no, that's out, gone.
Are you one of those people? I feel like there are people.
Is this what we're referring back to question two? You're that kind of person.
I think you're that kind of person because I feel like there are people that kind of go and they have like a bad experience at one place and then it's like, nah, that's it, forever written off. It's like never acceptable to go back there. It's like just X against
that
name.
We had a few declining experiences.
Oh,
and
okay.
Then I think
it kind of like
that one was sort of the final straw.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Fair enough. Because there are some people that are like, you have one bad experience. And even if it was like great up until then, it, you know, it's like amazing every time we go there. It's super awesome. And then it's like, no, bad experience. Not doing that again.
I'm usually more the other way around. I'll have like one good experience and then I'll hold on to that good experience and go back there even though like subsequent meals are pretty average.
Yeah, every
like,
time.
Do you remember that one time it was good? Maybe this time it'll be good again.
Yeah, we have that with like a local place that we get takeout from. It's kind of like every time we get it, it's like, you know when it's like the food is just so rich, like so, so very rich that you're just like, this is just too much. It's like, you know, they either make a curry or like a stir fry sauce and it's like, it's just got so too much flavor. It's like too strong that like you just
feel. I get that when I order Chinese, honey chicken stuff.
It feels a bit
sickening.
It's
so good and then it's sickly. Yeah.
Yeah. And then every time you're like, oh man, I'm so looking forward to eating this. And then every time afterwards you're like, why did we order this?
Why did we do this?
All right. Before we get to last week's Reddit question, Ryan, if people want to find out some more information about us, where can they go?
So we're on Twitter at HeyYouOnlinePod. You can find us on Discord. The link is in the description of the episode. We're on Reddit r/HeyYouOnline, and that's where we post our weekly questions, as well as where you can post your own. We also have a Gmail, HeyYouOnlinePodcast@gmail.com. All that we ask is that you share the podcast around and maybe send in some questions.
Like Mr. Scott did this week.
Yes.
Thank you for that. You. Much appreciated. All right. Last week's Reddit question was, are you a crammer or a planner? And this is related to either Christmas shopping or otherwise, but I think we kind of answered it in the Christmas space of things.
So for me, definitely more of a crammer than a planner. Although I plan on the drive there. I'm like on the drive to the shopping
it's
center.
Not really planning.
That's I do feel planning. Like that is cramming instead.
That's like last. But, that's like last minute. Like, oh my god! 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 When am I going to get them?
But in my defense, I did shopping today for two presents, and I was in the shopping center. My
today
car
being
in.
Exactly 11 days before Christmas.
Yes. Oof. Still, that's plenty of time. That's heaps of time.
I haven't finished shopping yet, so I'm in the same boat.
I went in and I was in the shopping center for 19 minutes because I know because I checked the timeout time when you're paid parking stuff.
The speed racer.
I was in there for
19
minutes.
Time.
I got two presents and I was out. Like, that was it. I was in straight to one shop, straight to the other shop on the other side of the shopping center, straight out. And I was like, ooh, that was good. I should have got a coffee. But yeah, like really, really. So when I am a crammer, but when I go in and shop, I shop extremely efficiently. Like, I don't really wander from shop to shop. I go, this is what I'm getting this person, and then I get it, and then I leave.
I do the exact same thing when I'm shopping. I'm like, in, out, done. Whereas, like, when I go shopping with Amy or with just
Mum exactly
as well,
the same.
It's like, let's look around at things. I'm like, can we get out of this, like, perfume store? It's nauseating. as I said, I'm a crammer as well. One day I dream of being enough of an adult to actually buy presents ahead of time, plan things. You know, this year I've actually managed to set aside, you know, save up enough money to have like a little bit of a fund for Christmas to buy presents. So I'm proud of that. Year. I'm proud. You did that one year rather than being like, oh shit, no money for anything. But it's
no, I did that. I did that like one year. But the reason why I stopped doing that, and maybe you'll realize that as well, is I ended up spending way more that Christmas than I normally spend on Christmas.
Because you're like, I've got all this
money, and then I was like, well, I've got this. I can get this for this person. Whereas normally I'm like $20. Let's go.
Next week's Reddit question is going to be, what's your favorite Christmas tradition? So this can be anything. Just let us know what you most enjoy about Christmas. This can be like, hey, maybe just sitting down and having a cup of eggnog, or maybe it's the Christmas turkey. I'm not sure.
Maybe it's something you watch every year, or it's a certain carol that your whole family likes, something like that.
Yeah, or maybe you just like to avoid people. And
yeah. Maybe you spend it with pets.
All right, Ryan, hit us up with our final question.
Speaking of pets, if animals could go to university and obtain degrees, what animal would choose which career?
Do they have to go to university? I mean, do they have to get the student loan, or can they just like get a job?
They paid for it outright.
Paid for it outright. Jeez, oh, wow. Yeah. Wow, yeah, these are some loaded animals.
They are.
I suppose when you got low living expenses, I mean, you can just live out in the bush.
Are you kidding me? Have you had a dog? You've got a dog. That's the most expensive things ever.
I'm talking like the lion. He goes to his day job as a PE teacher. And like, and then when he's done, he just goes back out to the savannah. Like, just like, yeah, I'll just live out here. You know, like, and I pictured him as a PE teacher because, like, I feel like it works either way. Like, either he's like a really fit lion and he's like, oh, teaching the kids how to be fit, you know, chase down the prey. Or he's one of those big, fat, lazy lions, in which case it's like, yeah, kids, that's right. Just run laps around, go, you know, like making like a circle with his like index claw.
My big fat lazy lion was a cat. That is, he probably did something to do with a Bachelor of Arts. He's just a bit lazy, sort of laying around, not quite sure what he wants to be doing, but knows that he's pretty comfortable just sitting there.
You mentioned arts. I put a snake as a like an art history like museum type of thing. And the reason why I did that was like I just pictured like a snake in like a turtleneck. And then, like, with some like fancy glasses, and then, like, has, like, the tail kind of coming up and, like, pulling the glasses down to look at, like, the artwork or, like, you know, in a very judging manner, like,
can he have a monocle instead? Like, a tiny little monocle that he's, like, looking into?
This is not art.
Snake's an investment banker now. He's Mr. Moneybags from Monopoly.
From Monopoly, yeah.
The sloth that is a philosopher. He just sort of sits in his chair all day and very slowly ponders the goings on in the world.
He could also just be like a model for like, you know, people that do like clay works or something like that. Just picture the sloth sitting down in the thinking man pose.
I need to find a picture of that after this.
I had a owl as a librarian, which is probably a common trope. And then... also a crocodile. For some reason, I thought of a crocodile as being like a lifeguard, but then I was like, no, they're probably more of like a wrestler. Like I could picture, you know, with like the death roll, the barrel rolls that they do, like, you know, and under the... Just like imagine like him like diving in off like the post and then like elbowing the dude and then grabbing him and just rolling around multiple times whilst the crowd's cheering.
Give him the tail. A parrot would be a speech therapist. He wouldn't get you very far, but the words he got, he'd get pretty good at.
He'd be like, no, you want to say it like this. You're saying it like this, and then like an exact mimic of how you say it. So you could hear what you're doing wrong, but then also this is how you're meant to do it. Final one that I had was a gorilla. I pictured a gorilla as a chef, like because like they always seem to be like the big, like, you know, strong hulking things, and then like I'm like, maybe he's just like a really, you know, soft dude on the inside. He really cares about his pastries.
Whenever I think of a gorilla, I think of Winston from...
Winston? Yeah, that's exactly Overwatch. Where I was like, he could be a scientist.
Yeah, I could see him being a scientist or a chef. That would definitely work. My final one is a dog. And because I have a border collie, specifically a border collie who works in psychology... and also he has his dog trit in it. I think that's pretty fucking good. So he's got his dog trit in psychology. And that wraps us up.
Do we have to end on a pun?
Yes, we do. See you next week.
See you guys.